Adventurers. I am your co-host, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. It's your tallest boy, Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him.
Nika Howard.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nika. And my pronouns are she, her.
Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Jennifer Deke.
Hello, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Wow. Saturday?
Wild.
What?
I know.
Wild.
We're getting crazy on a Saturday playing Fiasco?
I feel like we are getting crazy on a Saturday because, like, frankly, I've already had, like, a gin and tonic solid, at least.
Usually those are liquid, so that is crazy.
it's a G&T popsicle, and I just suck the whole thing straight down.
How cold does alcohol have to be to freeze?
So cold.
Depends. Bachman, it fucking depends.
You can make like a slushy situation, but it gets difficult to fully freeze it.
Did you know that most alcohol, if you think about it, is just vodka? It's either vodka
it's
or beer.
It's vodka plus stuff.
All liquor's vodka. I'm not positive enough to say if everything else is beer. But
I don't
all,
think that's true.
Gin is just vodka with like grass in it.
Did you guys know that it's impossible to freeze vodka? It's impossible.
That's
I've had
so true.
It in my freezer for like a year and it's still not frozen.
Gin freezes at negative 17 degrees Fahrenheit.
Vodka can never freeze.
Michael, it's important to me to know, do you think that time in the freezer is what causes something to freeze?
Well, yeah, it just look, what are the temperatures? The temperatures are hotter and colder.
Yeah.
They're hotter and colder, right? So if you leave it in colder, it just continues to get colder and colder. That, how else do you think freezer burn happens?
Duh.
Yes. Michael is right for both fake and correct. The fridge in the freezer, and quote me on this, is the opposite of a sous vide.
Yeah.
Speak on that.
Yeah.
To make it colder for over a long period of time. I get what you're putting down.
But at first, I thought we were going to have fun with what Michael said, but then he introduced freezer burn, and I think he is right. Now I think he is right. Because you're like cold sous vide-ing something until it sucks.
Yeah, that's freezer burn, baby.
That's freezer burn, baby.
There's still a limit to how cold you can make something.
What?
That's true, because it's only, like, you can only go so cold.
No.
You can't do a sous vide up to the surface of the sun.
I disagree.
You're right. Okay, legally, there's what, absolute zero. We know we're a big Kelvin household. Where
okay.
Whenever we're like, what's the temperature? We always say 1 degree because we always round
Kelvin.
Up. We always, if it's 40 Fahrenheit, we say one.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Then let me please change my mistake. Gin freezes at 255 Kelvin.
Okay.
Kelvin?
Okay.
What about Hobbes?
As you can tell, this is a very special edition of Greetings Adventurers, where we are back in the Drunks and Dragons days, and we are playing Fiasco.
That's right.
We were talking before we started getting recording proper, and I don't think we've played Fiasco with Nika. I think Nika brought it up many times, but we never did it, and here we are.
If we did do it, remind us.
If we did do it, remind us.
Because I have a memory of it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Literally, none of us remember it.
I just remember Tim saying, no, we can't play Fiasco. I just remember that.
Wow.
You're like, no. But he's brought it back, and I love that. Thank you, Tim.
Well, what Michael is saying is correct. But the context was... What was the context? It's because we did it like 3 times in a row. It's like, we should do something different.
It has been a long time now.
I think time has borne out that I was wrong, but in the moment I was right.
Sure.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
I gotta say, I'm excited to play.
Very excited to play.
Now, as a 36-year-old, I'm in like in a fully different point in my life than I was when we played Fiasco before. And I think I was like scared of being embarrassing before. And now I don't care.
Remember in episode 13 where we tried to make you talk like a pirate and you wouldn't do
and
it?
And I was so embarrassed that I couldn't do it. But now
do we know when we did it last?
I don't know.
At least
it's been a long time.
It could
like
be,
it might have been like
it could be 5 years. It could be 8 years.
I think it might be more like 8 years.
It has to be closer to 8 than 5, is my opinion.
Okay, if it's 8, then we've never played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we played post Kickstarter.
Help us figure this out.
There has to be a way to know.
We don't know.
This year is my 9th year on the podcast.
Whoa.
So here we are again, back to playing Fiasco. If you know what Fiasco is, It's basically a, well, they actually have a fun descriptor.
Yeah.
Let me read their version of it. Fiasco is a storytelling game inspired by cinematic tales of small-time capers gone disastrously wrong. So basically, it's like a Coen Brothers movie or so forth and so on.
The thing that's cool about Fiasco is I'm pretty sure the guy who like started, like created Jason Morningstar is from around where I'm from. Because when we did years and years and years ago, the small town setting, I was like, wait, but that's like literally in my hometown. And I like, looked it up and like, oh no, he really is like,
I think we tweeted at him and he confirmed it.
Yes. So that was fun. So I have a special, like it's already a good game, but then I have a special love for it because of that.
People are confirming that's been 9 years.
It's been a really fucking long time. I cannot. Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I wasn't even in my 30s yet.
Oh my God.
Same, brother.
I wasn't even in my 50s yet.
So part of the game that is fun with part of the we've been recording for a bit. Part of the thing that is fun with Fiasco is that setting up the game is part of the game.
Yes.
In the past, why I didn't want to play what. Fuckers, is because it was really fucking confusing to set up because we were online and you have to roll physical dice to do it. But we are in what I'm calling Fiasco 2.0, which is just card based, and we are using the Roll 20 version.
See,
shout out.
Do that now.
To do it, so you don't have to do that anymore. So let's get into it. Yeah, we are playing the set. I can't see what it's called. It is called. The Ice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay.
So this is a scene-based game. We're all going to have two turns in round one, and then we're going to have two turns in round two, where we basically say, like, I'm trying to eat out Bachman's butt, and if success is,
I like that to go positive.
I eat his butt out.
Negative
is he shoots me in the back of the head with a Colt 45.
While you're eating his butt.
Oh my God.
Well, I still eat his butt, by the way. It's just like he.
That'd be hard but doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's the score. McMurdo Station is a slice of America. Transplanted to Antarctica with all that entails. Think of an isolated American mountain town and use your imagination. People got a little intense down here on the ice and tend towards poor decisions. And sometimes it all goes wrong. So that's the vibe. That being said, We also added undead to our game. So you can mix and match playsets because it's card based now. And they released a sort of fun chaos zone where there are mini decks just to make your current campaign, your current session more chaotic. So we're going to start. Let's start with Nika. Round one is you look at your cards and you look at the relationships. And then you assign the relationship between the players around you. We're going stream order based on my camera. So Nika, pick a relationship and assign it to two of us.
Okay, I think I'm going to go for, I think that we'll see this coming, but I'm going to do it. Bachman and Michael, I want you guys to be former lovers.
Were we just actual lovers last time we played?
Yeah, you were. And then who knows what's happened? 9 years has gone by. You guys are former lovers now.
Oh, okay.
These are the same characters?
I don't remember who I played, so.
At this point, what has happened is Mike Bachman and Michael DeMauro are romance former lovers. We are at the very basic stage of the game. You guys do not need to figure anything else out. In fact, it's better to go head empty. Now it goes to me. I'm going to give the relationship of Jennifer and Michael DeMauro as, because there's two, it goes by broad subject, crime, and then specific, ecological extremists.
Yes. Beautiful. I love it. I love it a lot.
And now it goes to Jennifer.
Okay, so I'm trying to decide where this relationship, soul, newbie and old timer. I think I'm going to pick between Nika and Mike Bachman.
Oh, my God.
As newbie and old timer.
So Bachman has both his relationships. He's former lovers with Michael.
Yep.
And he's either a newbie or an old timer at the station, so to speak.
Okay.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
This one's exciting. Supervisor and worker between Nika and Tim.
Let's go. Mike Bachman, it's your turn. I think you have to choose me and Jennifer's.
Oh, gosh. I'm excited.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh.
So if you have bad luck, Nika gets to choose. I mean, if you have no relationship.
If you don't have any, then
but
yeah.
Don't worry. You know, it's all beautiful, baby.
Tim and Jennifer, this can go either way. Category's friendship. The card is manipulator and victim.
I'm sorry. But I want to be the manipulator. I want to be the manipulator. I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it because I feel like it works with the ecological extremists. Like, I'm trying to start shit on this station.
Okay. So Jennifer wants to be the ecological extremist, meaning, well, Michael and you are both ecological extremists.
We are together, but I'm a manipulator. So starting between Tim and myself, our relationship is friendship. Manipulator and victim. Then between myself and Michael DeMauro, we have relationship, crime, ecological extremist. Between Michael DeMauro and Mike Bachman, we have relationship, romance, former lovers. We love to see it. Between Mike Bachman and Nika, we have relationship, soul, newbie and old timer. And then finally, between Nika and Tim, we have relationship, work, supervisor and worker.
Nika, choose in your hand
an
object, location, or need. The way this next round works is since we're five players, we can have either one object, two needs, and one location, plus one object and or location. Meaning the minute we hit two objects or two locations, no more objects and locations.
I want to do a need for Tim. Tim and I, that is to get out of responsibility for an accident.
Oh,
nice.
Praise be. Perfect. That's a perfect need. It is to Timothy now as I am. Yep. Okay. So I'm going to do apocalyptic. We can make a stand here. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to put it anywhere near Mike Bachman. So I think anytime I play this game, he kills me.
Surely this won't happen again.
That's never happened. So I'm going to give it to Jennifer and Michael DeMauro.
We can make a stand here. Okay.
Oh my God. Ecological extremists that can make a stand.
Can I still put an object between me and Jennifer? Because I really want to.
If you want to do that, actually, I will move it if you want to do that.
I feel like that's honestly, that's almost a given that we're going to be doing something.
All right. I have moved Apocalyptic, We Can Make a Stand Here, which is from the zombie deck, to between me and Jennifer.
No, that works. That works.
Inherently, I'm going to live now. Why did I do that?
Well, because I'm manipulating you, so this makes sense. Okay.
Don't gatekeep me, girl boss, and so forth.
I'm not gatekeeping you. I'm bringing you into the fold.
But that's why Fiasco is fun, is because you can pipe up and be like, no. That's, or like, actually, it'd be more fun this way. Because Fiasco does come with a lot of like safety rules, because some of them are like, we suck and fuck. I suck and fuck you. Is that cool if I suck and fuck you? It's like, I prefer, you know what? No, I'm going to safety card that.
I had a, Michael, I had a an object that I was planning to put between you and Jennifer. But now knowing that that's not going to be there when it comes around, it's funnier to put that same object somewhere else. So,
So Jennifer, you know that everyone wants to put something inside of you and Michael.
It's tough being so popular.
Wow.
So we're still open. We can have another need, another location. We still have an opening for legally two objects.
Oh, because Michael's, it's not his turn yet. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shit. So it's my turn. Oh, fuck. Right? Shit. Okay.
I mean, if you trust Michael, you can skip your turn. Michael, you want to go now just for funsies?
I mean, that's fine too. Yeah, if you want to go next, matter. You know what you want to put next. Go ahead and do it.
I abdicated.
I want to put object forbidden, 1 kilo baggie of marijuana between me and Jennifer.
Oh yeah, the two weed. Well,
we should be able to grow weed. You guys are the
weed doers. Yeah. I know Nika is trying to get you, but like the fact that both of you don't drink as much.
That's right. Okay.
So next. Michael, between Michael and Jennifer, it is crime, ecological extremist, and forbidden 1 kilo baggie of marijuana, which makes sense because it is extreme to smoke drugs, which is illegal.
It's so extreme, especially in Antarctica.
Oh, so extreme.
So I am going to do another object, and this is like, so now there's only two, this is the end of objects.
Yes, and then, end of objects and end of locations.
I'd say end of objects, no!
Oh, unless you have one. I cannot.
You have a lot of needs, I can see.
I have a lot of needs, so I can do
it. Unless you really love your object.
No, I don't. It's fine. I just was doing it because I thought it was funny, but it's not like I have to have it.
Right, and that's why the game is fun, is because Bachman screamed, and therefore...
No, you should do it. You should definitely do it.
Bachman and Nika. Bachman, the two Michaels need a thing. Nika and Bachman need a thing.
Okay.
Do you want to know that I have a place for my object also?
Yeah, actually.
So go ahead and go. Yeah.
Yet again. Maybe that'll Jennifer, you want
to
go last?
That'll help me. We can defer because then maybe it'll help me decide what to do next.
Okay. Between Michael and myself, I have a spreadsheet on a USB drive full of mysterious names and dates.
Hell yes. That is so good. Yes. That is so good. Very good. I love that.
So we need some needs between other people.
Just Nika and Bachman.
All right, I'm picking one. So I am picking need to get off on secret trips out of MacTown. You two are sneaking off somewhere together.
To get off on secret trips out of MacTown. So I believe MacTown is probably where we
are. That's like our station. Yeah,
because I think that's what is that the score. MacTown Station. So we are all in the hit film, The Thing. And
is this it?
This is it.
Oh, this is all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are on MacTown Station, if that helps anybody. And we can get into it.
Okay.
So it does start with Nika. And you can either say the scene that you want, or you can resolve the scene that we tell you to do. So either establish or resolving. And if you click the kicker has basic ideas of this playset. So it's totally not bad to be like, especially if you're first, right? To like kind of go basic. Oh, actually, let's figure out our names.
That's what we need to do that.
Yeah. Let's figure out our names and then let's talk more about it. And this is in any order. Is there anyone that is very clear in their names? Oh, we have a lot of hands. I'm going to go with Bachman.
I think I know mine too.
I feel like this is going to, this name is going to cement whether I'm the newbie or the old timer. But
yeah. come,
Eustace Cornwall.
That's a TikTok name. Eustace Cornwall. Jennifer, can you actually do that on the
thing? Yeah. I can do that.
Eustace Cornwall is Mike Bachman's name. Nika, does that change your thing at all?
Nope. Favorite.
Your name's Favorite.
Favorite.
Okay. I hate you.
But parentheses, thank you so fucking. That's so genius. That's so good. I love you so much.
I really hope I'm the old timer.
Yeah. I mean, bell bottom jeans are back in, you know? So Eustace is. All right. So Nika's name is Favorite. So I think clearly Bachman's the old timer.
Is it? Sorry, Bachman, are you Cornwalled or Cornwall?
Oh, fuck yeah. Cornwalled. Sure.
Cornwalled.
Yeah, Cornwalled.
I'm Cornhole.
I like it.
So Nika's Favorite.
Yeah.
We kind of agree that Nika's younger, Bachman is older. Yeah. I think ergo, so.
Yeah.
That I'm the supervisor. So I think my name, I think
I was leaning into a Nepo baby.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect.
So you're young. I mean, you're a Nepo baby.
Baby named Favorite.
Right. Yeah. I'm my.
Yeah. That's it's yeah. Perfect. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
I kind of. Yeah. The fact that we can pronounce your name is not great, but like perfect.
But it feels like, wait, your name is Favorite?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm so thankful you did it in the way that makes sense as opposed to the current wave of Nepo babies. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do. Pretty normal.
Okay.
I'm going to be Ice Hard Man because
Ice Hard Man.
I'm a
so normal.
I'm a pretty big fan of Hideo Kojima.
Okay.
So the way Eustace is probably the actual like whatever. So, but I'm in charge of them. So even though I'm supervisor to Nika, I kind of since I'm supervisor and worker, Bachman. You're the old timer, but what do you feel about what if I am still in charge of you? You're that weirdo that's been working there forever.
You've just been doing the same job forever.
I'm super jaded. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I am Ice Hard Man, middle of the road. I've been managing it for a while. I'm hoping that Eustace falls down a ladder. Jennifer and Michael Dude Morrow.
Okay. My name is Rosanna Christmas.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. So you can call me Ro.
So, and you're the manipulator, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the manipulator, and I have a baggie of, 1 kilo baggie of marijuana, and I am an ecological extremist.
Cool. Yes. Michael.
My name is Kelvin. Kelvin Fahrenheit, and I am a scientist here on this station.
Okay. So funny. It's great.
Kelvin Fahrenheit is former lovers with Eustace. What is it?
Cornwald.
Eustace Cornwald. Eustace Cornwald is the old timer to Nika's Favorite. I'm going to hit you with a hammer in a positive way. Favorite and Ice Hard Man are. Favorite is Ice Hard Man's worker, and Ice Hard Man is the supervisor for Favorite. And then Ice Hard Man and Rosanna Christmas, I'm the victim, and she's the manipulator. And as we said, Kelvin Fahrenheit and Rosanna Christmas are both ecological extremists, and Kelvin Fahrenheit and Eustace are former lovers. So we have now done the
Kelvin
setup, which
Fahrenheit!
Is... Which is just as much fun as the real game, kind of. And then I think we're off to Nika. You either establish. If you choose to establish, you get to set the scene. Who is there? What are they doing? What, generally, do you want to happen? Choose to establish if you have a strong idea already. Or you can resolve. If you choose to resolve, you get to determine the scene's outcome for your character. Will it be positive or negative for them? Choose to resolve if you like surprises, because your friends will be set in the scene.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
I think I want the surprises.
Okay. So she is going to resolve. No way. So I'm going to look up the kickers just in case there's anything that's like fun.
I mean, I would love to see something about this accident that you all are trying to get out of.
Okay. I feel like I should be the one that has caused the accident.
Okay.
Or
so what if the...
Or did you cause it and you're coming to me because I'm the Nepo baby so I could talk to my...
And I'm trying to like pawn it off
or,
on you?
Yeah, or like I could talk that. To all my right, parents so Nika, to get you out of trouble or something.
Perfect suggestion. Say no more because I don't want you to have your cake and eat it too. So let's deal with the need to get off responsibility of an accident. So I, Ice Hard Man, is going to favorite to try to pawn off my fuck up on her. What if we add like a sixth character who's dead for fun or something like that?
For sure.
Chat, what's a sixth character's name? As soon as we see a one we like, we'll add it. And we'll make them dead, if that makes sense.
Chad.
Chad's great. Kind of looking for two names.
A double name?
And Chad's too good.
Bart.
You're not Chad.
Bike Thompson.
Bike Thompson.
Bike Thompson.
Bike Thompson's perfect. All right.
Bike!
So what I'm doing is I'm going to... Nika is choosing to resolve, which means the four of us are setting the scene.
Okay.
So this. Okay. I want to... My basic suggestion is to make favorite clean up Bike Thompson's blood and corpse in a pretty basic way. And remember that Nika gets to resolve it. Meaning there has to be like, does she succeed in taking the fall? I'm not entirely sure, but this is early. So like, I think we should probably overtalk it.
Do we have to do the whole thing where we vote?
That's at the end. Well, she votes because she chose a result.
Okay. But like when the group is resolving, we do the whole thing where everyone holds up a white or black thing or whatever the hell it is.
I'll just read this paragraph because it's easy. How to decide. If you establish, the other players resolve. If you resolve, the other players establish. You don't get to do both. Choosing to resolve gives you some control over what mix of outcome cards you will get during the game. Outcome cards are positive or negative. Generally speaking, you're going to be as far away from zero as possible. If you want to win, but we don't care about winning. I don't want to be pissed on. I don't want to die. I had the best time being Philotoverone, and you know, maybe it's been 13 years since we did that. And I'm not over it, Bachman. I will kill you. I will kill
you. Isn't anything bad happen to Philotoverone?
Nothing did. No, I don't remember my character's name during Small Town, but I believe it got lit on fire and Bachman pissed on me or something.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't sound like me.
Hey.
That was funny.
I think we tried to not do that in every time, but I kept getting murdered and Bachman's character kept doing it.
Can't stop him. He loves to piss on people.
I do love that.
Big piss boy. Aside from determining how a given scene will end, the outcome cards you collect will also determine the character's ultimate fate. So, you see a sort of tall, gray-haired man with a kind of push broom mustache drinking out of one of those big thermos mugs. He's like, and he points at, like, what's some paraphernalia on your desk? Like, is it a picture of you and your partner? Is it like a video game character? Or
I think she has like her cell phone and a vape pen, and she's got all of the trolls with the gems in their bellies.
Okay, yes! Even better. So Ice Hard Man kind of like taps on your metal top of your thing. He's like, trolls, I remember the only trolls that's why I'm out here. I don't try to see those trolls online.
What?
And he stares at you for a second.
Are you saying words? What?
Your father,
Do you want to rub one of its tummies? If you rub its tummy, it'll grant you a wish.
Well, let me see one of them.
She gives you the orange one. That's her least favorite.
And he rubs, and he kind of like, don't call HR on me, Mr. Orange Guy.
Why are you touching my figure like that?
It's a troll doll. You rub their belly gems.
They're children.
He drops it. That's not what I thought was happening, and from my generation, that is not how troll dolls worked, and if you thought that was weird, I'm sorry. Do you forgive me? And then he looks over at the camera in the corner.
And she looks at him and holds his hand and shakes and says, yes, of course. And then she gives a thumbs up to the camera. Everything's good.
And thumbs up and thumbs up and is like, so your father favorite fun name wanted you to really elbow grease it up. So what I need you to do is two things for me is cover your person, and I think one of our pigs got out and I need you to clean up some of the, I think the term is awful. Is that right? Oh. Over there by pod 7 and 8.
Do I have to go outside?
Absolutely. It's cold as shit out there, so...
Oh, I can't do that. It's cold.
You have... I mean, I don't want to be rude, and I give a thumbs up to the camera again. I'm not telling you what to do as a woman, but I need you to, you know, I am your boss, to go out there and just, you know, take a rake, take a, I don't know, a push broom, take a one of those hand boys that you stab in the ground when you're walking cross country.
Do you mean a Game Boy? You want me to go play games outside?
No, absolutely not, ma'am. I need you to take something with a poker at the end and just shovel something in the trash. And I need you to do that post haste.
Oh, okay. Well, I
would. And you will do this for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to put my foot down.
Okay, don't put it down too hard. Whoa. Look at you.
And then I move my frame in front of you and the camera. I'm like, don't. I'm not fucking kidding. Don't talk shit like that.
Fine. I will do it this time. This time.
And again, I remember, I need you to look at the camera, give a thumbs up.
So I think the resolution is after you leave, Favorite picks up the phone and calls Estus and is like, Estus, could you help show me how to do this thing? And then like Eustace, sorry.
So, okay, that's a great point. So you get to resolve, and the way that you're saying it is positive is you don't do it. Negative is you do it.
Yes.
But you get to resolve, so you get positive.
Yes. Yeah. So, because I think then that can also establish the relationship between Favorite and Eustace.
Yeah.
Okay. Eustace, so yeah. I'm going to deal you one positive card, because I think our scene gone on long enough. And let me know if this... I agree. I don't agree. I do agree.
But because we each have multiple scenes.
Yeah. All right. So hopefully, Nika, I'm giving you one positive card now. Did that work?
Yeah. I love that.
Cool. Yeah, you don't tell us, obviously. But now it goes to Ice Hard Man. And I assume I can do anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's keep it simple. I'm going to go to Rosanna Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to establish.
Okay.
I am going to go to her. I'm going to vent. And I'm going to try to kind of set the old timers versus the newcomers. So Rosanna Christmas, to me, that signifies old name, but maybe I'm wrong.
I was
even
not.
Even if I'm wrong, you know.
You know, I was thinking of her as younger, but I'm okay with her being old.
Yeah, maybe if I'm.
I like it.
Or maybe if it's like.
Let's do it.
Outside of anything, I'm trying to turn you against Favorite.
Yeah, no. I'm totally into it. Let's say Rosanna Christmas is like in her 40s.
Yeah.
Like, so not like old, but older than Favorite is.
All right, so I go up to your cubicle, I tap with my big mug and be like,
and
I point
that,
to one of your accoutrements.
Yeah, Rosanna is like actually like lounged back in her chair and she's like actively knitting like really loudly. Like, and it's like, and it's obviously like, I don't even have to say this, but it's like obviously like alpaca, like organic alpaca wool. Like she's making, like you don't even fucking know what she's making. You can't tell. It looks like a fucking like a cowl or like.
For a second it looks gloves. Like a sock, but then it's like big as hell. Yeah,
or maybe it's those gloves, the fingerless gloves. Like,
can I go hard and say you only make fingerless gloves?
Yeah. And I force everyone to wear them on the station.
So yeah, I'm very much what's his name? Dumphy or whatever, Dumfeld from Office Space.
Oh, Mr. Dumphy? Like,
but a little bit older and with a mustache. So okay.
Fingerless gloves in Antarctica is such a bad idea.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I made these for you.
Look how cool you are.
Oh, I noticed you're not wearing my fingerless gloves that I made you.
So I'll be like,
like it's like one of my few items that I can bring to Antarctica.
So you're doing that, not doing whatever work you're supposed to do, and you hear, I noticed you stopped using black wool after all the frostbite situations.
Well, black wool is like a real pain in the ass, like hard to see the stitches, you know how it is. So I'm on this variegated stuff. It's like kind of rainbowy. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, you're saying you want next in line?
Yeah,
you want some more? You want these?
I mean, I have a plenty, from the past year.
You can always use more. That's just like everyone says, right? You can always use more.
The previous ones you've sent to me have been so good.
All right, I'll make another one for you.
Hey, listen. Tap. What about those camera logs? I know you were hired here to do a review on the... the station of
I've been reviewing them. Every day I do my job.
So I do what
I'm supposed to do.
You're so good at it. Yesterday, I noticed a bit of a, I think it was maybe a Aurora Borealis or maybe a meteor shower, but I got a lot of weird readings and, you know, up top of the old dang ladder, they want us to delete last night's logs.
Oh, well, that's really strange, because I would think if there were strange locks, you'd want to keep them. Mm. Like, pretty, pretty, you know, pretty wow. interesting for scientific endeavors.
Listen, I don't want to talk down to you, Toots, but,
it's just my wife.
Please don't kill me. hey, listen, sweetheart, I don't need any of that talk back shit, but, I need you to do this.
Oh, I see.
Favorite's father is really on my ass, so I'm not gonna take any shit tonight. Here's your option. I will give you all of my next month's TV privileges. You can watch whatever you want. Delete those fucking logs.
Even if we only watch Star Trek Deep Space Nine? All of it?
That's fine.
Okay.
That is fine, but
even if I only want to watch classic The Bachelor episodes, you know, if I want to watch
I'd rather go to jail.
Just the first season, Smallville.
Yeah, just the first season of Smallville.
I don't like it when he gets too many powers. It makes me uncomfortable.
So literally anything. If I wanted to watch, you're telling me if I want to watch Wheel of Fortune the whole time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think the pivot point here is. Do I trade my TV privileges for, and correct me if I'm wrong, again, because we're figuring it out. Since I pitched it, you guys resolve. So I got one thumbs down, which means that Rosanna does not delete the logs.
Yeah, I think the thumbs down is the delete
log. We got a second one. Michael, what's up? We got a third one.
We got
no files deleted. Keep those files.
Everyone is against deleting the logs.
So Jennifer, let's do a couple more seconds where we know that's happening. So yeah, I trust you can do it. And I give you a handshake. And then inside your hand is like +1 voucher for coffee.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you later.
Rosanna looks at it.
And I walk away. I'm like, I'm so fucking good at this.
And meanwhile, he walks away, but you see Rosanna like roll her eyes and like just put the voucher in her pocket. And then she just like, she gets out a magazine. She's reading a magazine about Gundam.
Piss.
She's busy. Like, whatever.
So I get one negative card.
Because you got thumbs downed on.
Yeah, you guys fucked me.
Well. All
right, so now it's Jennifer Elizabeth Cheek. Oh, you either establish or you resolve. Cowards resolve, unless you're first. Nika, no judgment.
No, and again, you can pick an
Actually, round one, there's no cowards. To clarify, resolving. If you choose to resolve, you get to determine the scene's outcome for your character. Will it be positive or negative for them? Choose to resolve if you like surprises, because your friends will set the scene. So yeah, your character has to be there.
I want to establish. So yeah. I want Rosanna Christmas and Kelvin Fahrenheit to. They have an established like meeting like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the way. Place on the station, like maybe it's like late at night, maybe it's like
in a research lab somewhere.
It was like a neutrino lab or some shit.
Yeah, like
that.
At 11 p.m.
Yeah,
so like Rosanna can pretend to be like helping with like experiments, but it's like
let's pull the lever. Neutrino lab, fun to say.
Neutrino lab, I love it. we're meeting. We have a weekly meeting set, mm-hmm. like. A clandestine meeting in the neutrino lab.
That's a good point, because you explicitly said this is not on the books.
No, this is like we're trying to be out of the way. Do I need to say what the meeting's about, or it's just
you figure it out. And then, yeah.
All right, cool. So let's say that Rosanna's there first. So Rosanna is obviously she's knitting still. She's chilling. She's got her feet propped up. She has some like stuff set out, like as if she's like working on lab things, but like she doesn't actually work in the lab though, so it looks pretty fake. But damn. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Fahrenheit walks in, and Rosanna says, "You're late again."
Hey, man, time is not
okay. I'm gonna stop you right now. You got the stuff, right?
Which...
You think I'm just chilling in here by my... Like, oh, come on. Let's go.
Yeah, I got this. I got all of the stuff. I got And I gave that vape to what's her name? And I think it's working.
The Nepo baby? The favorite? Yeah.
It's like she doesn't have... What? She's like poisoned. Like, it's like...
Wait, what do you mean by...
Have you talked to her? It's like...
I mean, I try not to. Like, I just feel like it's going to be annoying, and I don't really want to deal with that. So, no, frankly, I haven't. I mean, is she, like, docile? Like, do you think she's going to be, like, we, like, need her to do something? Like, she's going to be down with it?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, that's not what we need then. Then what are you doing?
I just want to see it all burn, baby.
Okay, but Kelvin, I thought we had a plan going here. I thought that you were going to do what I said, because we have a plan coming here. We're trying to fucking...
Where's Bike?
Why should I fucking care where Bike is? I don't even... I need him.
He's my partner.
Bike is not your fucking partner. What? You were literally just with, like, Eustace or whatever his old ass name is. What are you saying? Kelvin, is this like a new... You're gonna go around with every person on the station? Is that what I'm hearing?
I need him to help finish the formula.
Really? That guy? He's like, what does he even do? Like,
and the thing with Eustace was purely physical.
Okay, all right. Listen, like, no judgment. I get it. But, like, being a man of your age, I wasn't really expecting you to have so many dramas and dalliances here on this station. Like, there are really not even that many of us here, and you're entangled with...
What does my age have to do with anything?
I just thought you'd be, like, done with that by now, but you're...
With the kind of pharmaceuticals that I can put together, I don't have to be done with anything.
All right, kind of a good point, I guess, but that's beside the point, because...
Human body is just a vehicle. You understand that, right?
I mean,
once our souls are all released, our pure forms of energy. Where's Bike?
I think you've like gotten ahead of me here. I need to. So Rosanna takes the, I assume, huge doobie from Kelvin Fahrenheit and takes a huge rip on it.
Is it the whole 1 kilo bag in one?
Oh yeah, get out of here, baby.
It's like, both my hands around it. Kelvin, you know that our plan here is to destroy this station.
Yeah.
Because they're only using it as an outpost so they can dig down into the oil that's here and into whatever fucked up stuff that's here. Like, who even knows? They're trying to find viruses in the ice. They're trying to find alien shit here. I'm not trying to do that to our Earth. So, I just want to make sure. It seems like you're kind of getting comfortable here. And I just need to make sure that we're on the same page, that we're going to be blowing this shit up pretty soon, right, Kelvin?
I mean, look.
And Rosanna, like, grabs Kelvin's face.
So we are going to vote on if Kelvin's on your side?
Yeah, if Kelvin's, like, with it or not.
I mean, fuck it. Actually, I'm going to vote no, because I see you guys both voting yes, and I want to be told the party line.
All right, okay.
So yes takes the day. So Michael, you have no choice.
He remembers his mission.
I'm gonna let everyone out of their vehicle. Don't you worry.
Well, you're gonna let them out of the vehicle, and then we're gonna get in the vehicle to leave, right? Because it's like,
I mean, I'm talking about releasing their souls into the stratosphere.
That's right. That's, see, Kelvin, yeah. And Rosanna grabs his hands. We're on the same page.
Uh-huh.
We're going to the same place, which is, after we blow this place up, we're going back to America to go for the next place that needs to be dealt with.
And see.
All right, so Kelvin Fahrenheit agreed with Rosanna Christmas to do some fucked up shit.
We're going to blow this shit up.
All right, Michael Dudmaro, resolve or establish?
I'm gonna see, I want to just keep going down the line and do a scene with Eustace, but I'm going to instead cede my ability to set the scene. You all set the scene. I'll resolve. What do you guys want me to do?
So, remember, Michael has to be in it.
So, former lovers.
Okay.
So, what if it was like a very uncomfortable? What if Eustace's job is extremely like physical? He doesn't touch computers.
He's a janitor.
I didn't want to say janitor. He's a janitor.
Yeah. That was what I was imagining.
He's
I
didn't get. I think
I was a janitor one time. I got extremely murdered.
But like,
so
okay,
if,
but okay. Question though, like, what if you're like the janitor, but you're kind of like the butler of the station?
Yeah. Well, I think what we figured out is that Eustace has been here the longest, but they are not the leader.
He's not the leader. He's just been here.
I've seen everyone at this station. I've been here before anyone. I've seen people come and go. I'm still at the very bottom.
Very bottom. He has not.
Because newbie and old timer doesn't
letter at all.
Eustace Cornwall and Kelvin Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Meet at the body snow.
Eustace has got a probably like a wood chipper, like a mop, but the mop is already frozen solid.
Oh, you're just knocking it around.
Yeah, he's using it like a scraper. Like it's one of those raggedy like the cable like mops, but it's frozen in a line, so he's using it to scrape.
But do you know it's a body? Do you know it's bike?
Yeah. I would assume that I'm already working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Eustace would be surprised by this at all.
He's seen so many dead bodies here that he's just like, well, another day at the body factory.
I've covered up murders. I'm like, okay.
But like, do you know why the bodies are dying?
No, I don't like when I say it's not like it's an ongoing thing. Like, oh, there's bodies everywhere. It's like they're spread out. I've been here a long time.
Like, how old is Eustace Cornwall? Uncertain.
Yeah. No, he's wearing a bit thin.
Like, he's weirdly older than he should be and timeless.
When I got here, it was hot.
now it's Antarctica.
I'm trying to find
you. Oh, Kevin, hello.
Don't take this the wrong way. I'm trying to find bike. Do you know where bike is?
You found him. And he continues scraping.
What? This is bike?
Oh, yes, this is bike. I think you'll find he's not very talkative.
Because if you did this, I will throw you down in the snow right now.
You expect me to grieve for your harlot?
And I will lay on top of you.
Kelvin, come now. Why do you think you were always on top? I don't have the strength.
That's right. You're so supple. So easy to bend to.
I'll tell you what, for old time's sake, if you want to keep a piece of the slop.
I'll take this part right here. This coccyx bone. Thank you. This is kinder than I thought you could be, Eustace.
It's one less piece for me to throw to the dogs.
What? Do we know what happened here?
He died.
Of what?
It's hard to tell. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how this goes positive or negative. It's more expositional than anything.
What about the object? Is there a way to bring the object between you guys? The spreadsheet? Oh, what if it's on bike? What if like that falls out of bike's pocket or something?
Because Kelvin wants that.
Ooh.
He wants that for Rosanna and for the mission.
What if Kelvin wants to destroy the USB drive?
Or bring it to Rosanna for info.
Perfect.
Sure.
I would like for him to have had this USB drive on bike's body.
Make sure the slop doesn't have any objects.
So Michael needs to vote whether or not he acquires the USB slop out of bike or not. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than a piece of his body, it seems like you've already gone through his pockets. Was there a USB drive?
And you want to receive this drive, correct?
I do, yeah. I can...
What
I can make it worth your while, like in the old days.
I mean, we are outside. It's the only way I get hard these days. I just have one question to ask you.
What's that?
What the fuck is a USB drive?
Yeah, that was perfect.
And that'll end that scene.
So now it's Eustace.
Now Eustace gets to either set up a scene or resolve a scene.
I wanna set up a scene between Eustace and Ice Hardman.
Oh!
The slop's been collected.
And it's frozen. It's
Jennifer,
frozen.
Did you set up the scene between you and Kelvin?
Yeah, I set it up, yes.
And then how do we vote?
We voted that Kelvin Fahrenheit was on my side and he was going to go along with the plan.
But that was positive for you.
Yeah, that was positive for me.
All right, so one, Ginny.
I get a card?
Yeah. And then we do Michael?
Yeah, I get a positive.
So I was going to establish and I wanted Eustace to meet with Ice Hardman to let him know and to give him the remains of the slop that he cleaned up.
Okay.
And maybe that's not what Ice Hardman wanted, but we're playing a game of telephone. It's two people deep, so.
Okay, so let's say if I can add a couple pre-stuff. Do you want to meet me in my office?
Sure. Yeah, bring the slop straight. Is there a camera pointing at your office?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Well, there's a camera before you walk in. And there's a camera covering approximately 17% of the front, but no, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, it'll pick up the trail of blood that I'm leaving behind.
Oh, that part?
Well, it's all frozen.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big deal. Whatever. I mean, you could be killing a pig for Thanksgiving. Who's to say? All right. Take her away.
Eustace. I'm Eustace.
Oh, you're saying your name again, huh?
That's Hardman.
Normal. Here we are.
Hardman, may I have...
How about I'm doing the classic manager thing if I'm playing golf and trying to hit a frozen eyeball? Is that too hard? Is that too much?
Eyeball?
That's too much. That's way too much.
Yeah, you're trying to get pissed on.
I mean, it could be like an animal
No, way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much.
This guy wants to be pissed on.
That's a little
way too much. It's round one. I am hitting a golf club into my mug that says number one boss.
Did you say you're hitting a golf club into your mug?
I'm hitting a golf club. I'm holding a ball and I'm hitting my club.
Hole is a skull and you're trying to
It's a skull and
it's a baby skull.
The baby's skull.
And it says, I did nothing bad. The baby skull. No, I am. As you walk in, what were you saying?
Sir, I've got.
1 second.
Oh, quite, sir.
1 second. Yes! And I do the kick thing. All right, go ahead, Eustace. But you, You saw how I fucking sunk that.
Oh, indeed. You're slop, sir.
He pulls out his Gen 1 Apple Watch and he's like, "It is a. It's not a. It's not Sunday. I don't require any slop, Eustace. You're an idiot."
It's the remains of bikes, sir.
Well. You have found some biological material, I hear. And I, like, whip a manila folder at your face.
What's this, sir?
I thought maybe you'd cover. I did panic. I did panic, Eustace. What happened to bike?
Wait, what did what, like, out of character, what did actually happen to Mike?
We don't know.
Shit.
You're the last person in round one. I think you should choose if you want to.
He was locked outside and
fuck.
Mauled by
fuck.
A pack of rabid penguins.
Fuck. You know what? I was so distracted by Favorite's dad, like, sending me Instagram messages about, like, whatever, that I completely forgot. I need you, no matter what. You're a team player, right? And I, like, grab you by your cheek jowls and pull you in. You're a team player, right?
I don't care.
Kelvin and Rosanna shan't be hearing about this, all right?
I'm afraid it's too late for one of those.
And then I walk over to my bar cart, which is 9 inches wide, because we have to save space here. And then I pour you a drink of some brown liquid.
I can only drink clear liquids, sir. I have an operation every day for the rest of my life.
I know. I Here is your straight vodka that I forgot. I was stressed out. I apologize.
Sir.
Hey, well, with that voice, what are you trying to do? And he loosens his tie a little bit.
We'd have to go outside for that, sir.
Do you want to fuck? Okay.
Do you want me to put this body with the rest of them?
Listen, wait till the Aurora Borealis wanes a little bit, and then why don't you just sit on the couch, put that sack to your left, and I got these Mad Libs here for you. So don't worry about it.
I do love Mad Libs.
Look at you. You're so happy. Look at you. Not a big deal, but and then I'm like, put my body in between you and the cameras outside. I'm like, Eustace, I'm not fucking kidding. Where the fuck did you find this? This could be the one, Eustace. I know we weathered the Bay of Pigs. I know we weathered Y2K. I know we weathered the one that came in September of 2001. But you know what?
The end of Oprah, sir.
Yeah, that's right. But this is going to be a big deal. I need you to be a team player.
You want me to do Mad Libs while the slop thaws in your office?
Do Mad Libs, do Jerk Libs. Be present, because honestly, you're looking busted. So you're a team player. You're gonna go out as you're gonna toe the line. You can't have that much longer, right?
I'm counting the minutes, sir.
So, what do we think you tree should be voting for?
I'm not 100% sure why you would want me to leave the slop in your office.
There's a subgenre of what we want, which is you're an oldie gross bitch, so therefore you got sloppy and you got caught in cameras, or since you pitched it, is like, what does your character want to, like, finally pin something on Ice? Or
does he have a hate of Iceman? No. The Iceman,
he thinks Iceman's Ice Hardman gets away with a lot of bullshit, but I think in his old age he's kind of resigned to that. I don't know that he's got any sort of designs on, like, taking him down,
right? Because he doesn't want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get through the day, so he wants to just, like, he's not being secretive about this at all. He's like, yeah, this guy died. You know about it. You asked Favorite to clean it up. Who asked me?
This is like the second person that you're asking to cover this up, essentially. Because you already asked Rosanna to delete the video logs.
Technically, it's a third person.
Third person. So you're trying to
I asked Favorite to clean up. I asked Rosanna to clean the cameras. And then Eustace shows up with it. So.
Okay.
So
you're just trying to keep your nose clean.
Eustace does have a need to get off on secret trips out of MacTown.
That's true.
Nika and I have a need to get out of responsibility of the accident.
Right.
So do you want to combine that somehow?
Yeah, you want to be able to leave.
I'm trying to get off.
You're trying to get off. But no, like you could go, like, dispose of it outside because you want to leave anyway.
Well, Eustace wants to leave.
Sir.
That's what I'm saying. Eustace wants to leave, so you can talk Eustace into
carrying
it out, so, because he wants to leave anyway.
Bachman, say a couple sentences while the non-sexy people, because me and you are the only two sexy people in this podcast.
Yeah, the oldest guys.
Yeah.
The oldest guys on the station.
Sir, I'm happy to take care of these Mad Libs for you, but maybe you could approve Favorite's time off request.
Whatever. Put any, I'll sign whatever you put in front of me, as long as it doesn't interrupt my putt.
It's already in your desk, sir.
Well, fuck it. You made me look like an asshole. Tell me that when you ask. Then I go over and sign it.
I think you should get that time off. or whatever.
This is a request for favor to have time off.
Yeah.
I'm also into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did Bachman say?
It's a request for favor to get time off, because we both have the need to get to go on a secret trip out of Mechtown.
Oh, that's fair.
You need to leave. You need
oh,
to leave
I see what you're saying. Okay, perfect.
Deal with this. All
right, I see only thumbs up from you three. So Bachman gets a positive. All right, so that is round one. So now that we go back to Nika.
Okay.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.